Good morning and welcome. I invite you to join in singing the opening hymn, number 208, Alleluia, the strife is over. And to also please make sure that you're muted so that you make a joyful noise in your home only. I invite you to unmute as we join together. Alleluia, Christ is risen.
The Lord is risen indeed. Alleluia.
And we say together the Christ our Passover. Alleluia,
Christ
our Passover has been sacrificed for us.
Therefore let us keep the feast.
Not with the unleavened bread of malice and evil, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. Alleluia. Christ being raised from the dead will never die again. Death no longer has dominion over him. The death that he died, he died to sin. The life he lives, he lives to God. So also consider yourselves dead to sin and alive to God in Jesus Christ our Lord. Hallelujah. Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. By man came death, by man has come also the resurrection of the dead.
For Adam all died, so in Christ shall all be made alive.
Alleluia.
Somebody else just came in. Okay.
Leah?
Psalm 16, page 599 of the Red Prayer Book.
Yes.
Protect me, O God, for I take refuge in you.
I have said to the Lord, you are my Lord, my good above all other.
All my delight is upon the godly that are in him.
On those who are noble among the people.
But those who run after other gods
shall have their troubles multiplied.
Their libations of blood I will not offer,
nor take the names of their gods on my lips.
O Lord, you are my portion and my cup.
It is you who uphold my lot.
My boundaries enclose a pleasant land.
Indeed, I have a goodly heritage.
So bless the Lord who gives me counsel.
My heart teaches me night after night.
I have set the Lord always before me.
Because he is at my right hand,
I shall not fall.
My heart, therefore, is glad, and my spirit rejoices.
My body also shall rest in hope.
For you will not abandon me to the grave,
nor let your holy one see the pit.
You will show me the path of life.
In your presence there is fullness of joy,
and in your right hand are pleasures forevermore. Glory to the Father, and
to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Amen.
A reading from the Acts. Peter, standing with the 11, raised his voice and addressed the crowd. You that are Israelites, listen to what I have to say. Jesus of Nazareth, a man attested to you by God with deeds of power, wonders, and signs that God did through him among you, as you yourselves know. This man handed over to you according to the definite plan and foreknowledge of God. You crucified and killed by the hands of those outside the law, but God raised him up, having freed him from death because it was impossible for him to be held in its power. For David says concerning him, I saw the Lord always before me, for he is at my right hand so that I will not be shaken. Therefore, my heart was glad and my tongue rejoiced. Moreover, my flesh will live in hope, for you will not abandon my soul to Hades or let your Holy One experience corruption. You have made known to me the ways of life. You will make me full of gladness with your presence. Fellow Israelites, I may say to you confidently of our ancestor David that he both died and was buried, and his tomb is with us to this day. Since he was a prophet, he knew that God had sworn with an oath to him that he would put one of his descendants on his throne. Foreseeing this, David spoke of the resurrection of the Messiah, saying, he was not abandoned to Hades, nor did his flesh experience corruption. Help then, O Lord, our unbelief, and may our faith abound to call upon you who are now near. Oops, I'm on the wrong page.
You skipped the page.
I know, I couldn't find my page. That's the worst part of this.
So this Jesus got raised up, and okay. All of us
Christ
are witnessing.
Being raised, is it Christ being raised from the dead?
No.
The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
I guess I don't have that page, sorry.
So we will say together Canticle 21. You are God, we praise you.
You are the Lord,
we claim you.
are the eternal Father.
Father,
all creation worships you. To all angels, all the powers of heaven, cherubim and seraphim, sing in endless praise. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. The glorious company of apostles praise you.
Praise you.
The noble fellowship of prophets praise you.
Praise you.
Throughout the world, the Holy Church acclaims you. Father,
Majesty, unbounded,
your true and holy Son,
be of all worship,
and the Holy Spirit, advocate and guide. You, Christ, are the King of glory, eternal Son of the Father. And you became man to set us free. You did not shun the virgin's womb. You overcame the sting of death and opened the kingdom of heaven to all believers. You are seated at God's right hand in glory. We believe that you will come and be our judge. Come then, Lord, and help your people bought with the price of your own blood, and bring us with your saints to glory ever and ever.
Amen.
The second reading is from the first book of Peter. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. By his great mercy, he has given us a new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, and into an inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled, and unfading, kept in heaven for you, who are being protected by the power of God through faith for a salvation ready to be revealed in the last time. In this you rejoice, even if now for a little while you have had to suffer various trials, so that the genuineness of your faith, being more precious than gold, that, though perishable, is tested by fire, may be found to result in praise and glory and honor when Jesus Christ is revealed. Although you have not seen him, you love him. And even though you do not see him now, you believe in him and rejoice with an indescribable and glorious joy, for you are receiving the outcome of your faith, the salvation of your souls.
Amen.
The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. I invite you to mute yourselves now as we sing together hymn number 209, We Walk by Faith.
Thank you.
Holy Gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ according to St. John, 20th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
When it was evening on that day, the first day of the week, the doors of the house of the disciples, where the disciples were locked for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." They said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." When he said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. You forgive the sins of any they are forgiven. You retain the sins of any they are retained." But Thomas, who was called the twin, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the mark of the nails on his hands and put my finger into the mark of the nails in my hand and his side, I will not believe." A week later, his disciples were again in the house, and Thomas was with them. All the doors were shut. Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." They said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands. You touch your hand and put it into my side. Do not doubt but believe." Thomas answered, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "You have believed because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen, and yet they are come to believe." And Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. These are written so that you may come to believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that through believing you may have life in his name. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Alleluia, Christ is risen. The Lord is risen indeed. Alleluia. We are on second Easter, the second Sunday of Easter, because the Easter season lasts until Pentecost. And I was talking with a friend of mine this week, and I said, the sermon is just not coming together. This is traditionally Low Sunday throughout, well, the world. Everybody went to church Easter Sunday. Nobody goes on Low Sunday, but here you are. And it's typically the week that we hear the story about Doubting Thomas. And I love preaching about Doubting Thomas because I am a Doubting Thomas. But every idea that I came up with just wasn't working. It didn't fit. And so I was talking to my friend and I said, how do I preach what a strange gospel this is in such a strange time in the world? And as soon as I said it, I thought that's what I was missing. I was trying to make this seem normal, and it's not. And it reminded me of last August. I was driving through Utah to get to Capitol Reef National Park. And I hadn't had GPS for a couple of days, or it was spotty in and out. But thankfully I had printed out the instructions of how to get from where I was camping to the next place I was camping. So I'm on this secondary road in the middle of nowhere, and I come up to the sign, road closed. And I hadn't passed an intersection for probably 5 miles. So it wasn't like around here, you just turn right and then you turn left and left and you're back to where you need to be. And I thought, okay, what do we do now? Where do I go? How do I find my way? So I turned around and I went back to a gas station I had seen about 5 miles earlier. And I said, the road's out. And he said, yes, this spring when the rivers flooded, it took out 20 miles of the road ahead. Well, that's the road I needed to get where I was going. So I said, well, do you have maps here? And he said, no, we don't sell those anymore. Everybody has GPS. And I said, but my GPS isn't working here. And he said, yeah, it doesn't work here. So he gave me directions how to get to Capitol Reef. You know, go about 5 miles and turn left at the barn. Go back 5 miles, turn left at the barn. You go about 20 miles, and where you see the three trees, turn right. And then just keep going. And after you go and go and go, you're going to see the green dinosaur for the Sinclair gas station. Stop there, and they can tell you how to get the rest of the way. Now, I got to tell you, that did not fill me with encouragement and hope. You know, like looking for the barn. Well, which barn? Like he knew, but I didn't know. And so I kept stopping along the way, hoping that I had GPS. And I would give it a try again and give it, and beating myself up. I should have done this. I should have done. Thankfully, I made it. As you can tell, I made it and I made it back. But along the way, absolutely nothing was familiar. Nothing looked familiar. Nothing made sense other than to follow that little slip of paper that that guy had told me. This week, I keep thinking about Psalm 137, verse 4. How can we sing the Lord's song while in a foreign land? And that's what the world feels like right now to me, a foreign land, a place that nothing seems normal, nothing quite makes sense, nothing is quite familiar, and we don't actually know where we're going next. We don't have that roadmap, and GPS isn't going to help us. And I think there's absolutely nothing normal about worshiping on Zoom, but here we are. So, you know, like this is normal because this is what we're doing. As Tom pointed out last week, there is nothing normal about saying mute yourself before you sing. But what we know is if you don't, boy, it's not very prayerful or uplifting. And yet we just keep going on. And it reminds me of what the disciples would have been feeling at that point in their journey. Where do we go from here? Nothing seems familiar. We don't know the way. As you know, the disciples were following Jesus, and they expected, although nobody told them this, they expected they would get to Jerusalem, that Jesus would somehow overthrow the Roman authority, that Jesus would somehow bring the kingdom of heaven here to earth. Somehow Jesus was going to preach and teach and heal and exercise just as he had throughout the years that they had followed him. But that's not what happened. And they're saying, you know what? We gave up everything for him. He was our prophet, priest, king. He is the Messiah. We gave up our homes. We gave up our jobs. We gave up our friends and family to follow him. And then he was crucified. And what do we do now? The gospel story we heard last week on Easter Sunday was that Mary Magdalene and others went to the tomb. They were told that Jesus was risen. They encountered the risen Lord, and they went to tell the disciples that Jesus will meet them. Today's gospel starts on the first day of the week. It's the same day. It's that evening. They had just gotten word that Jesus was alive, but they were trying to figure it out. And it says they were huddled together in the room, in the locked room, for fear of the authorities. Because what they knew is if they went out, there was a good chance they would be imprisoned. There was a good chance they would be crucified. So there they were, huddled in fear behind the locked doors, and Jesus appeared to them. And he said, "Peace be with you." And I have no idea, like we don't hear anything they said, but I can imagine their hearts racing and thoughts racing, wondering what's going on, how does this happen? And then they were filled with joy. And Jesus once again said, "Peace be with you." And I can only imagine that he thought the first time isn't going to work. They can't quite hear what I'm saying yet. And he repeats, "Peace be with you." And then right on the heels of that, he says, "And as my Father sent me, now I send you." And I can imagine their blood pressure going through the roof again. And they're like, send us where, to do what? How are we going to do that? You're the one who does the stuff. Yeah, you taught us how to do it, but you're the one who's the leader. You're the one who does. We don't know the way. And that reminds me of earlier in the Gospel of John, when Jesus says, "I am going ahead of you, and I have a mansion where there are many rooms prepared for you, and you know the way." And Thomas, God bless him, says, "But we don't know the way." And Jesus says, "I am the way and the truth and the life. Whoever believes in me will not die, but live." And then he breathes on them the Holy Spirit. the Paraclete, the Comforter, the Advocate, the Guide, who will lead them into all truth, all possibilities. And so then Jesus shows up, he gives them peace in the midst of turmoil, the peace which passes all understanding. He brings them joy in the midst of suffering. He brings them the Holy Spirit, the Advocate and Guide. And he says to them, as the Father sent me, now I send you. And I'm here to tell you, if there was ever a time in the world when we needed the light of Christ, when we needed the hope of all nations, now is the time. And today Jesus tells us that regardless of how we feel or what we're thinking, he is sending us to proclaim peace to people in the midst of turmoil, joy in the midst of suffering and confusion, the presence of the Holy Spirit who will lead us and guide us and comfort us, and to proclaim Jesus Christ is risen and he is the way. Alleluia, Christ is risen. The Lord is risen indeed. Alleluia. I invite you to a minute of silence. I now invite you to unmute and join with me in the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit,
the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting.
Amen.
Prayers are on page 97 of the Book of Common Prayer. Show us your mercy, O Lord.
Oh, you jumped ahead. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray.
Our Father,
who art in heaven,
hallowed be thy name.
Thy kingdom come, thy will be done,
on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us.
And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
For thine is the kingdom, the power,
and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Let us say together in the Book of Common Prayer, page 94. Please respond. Show us your mercy, O Lord,
and grant us your salvation.
Your ministers with righteousness.
Let your people sing with joy.
Give peace, O Lord, in all the world. Waiting.
For only in you can we live in safety.
Lord, keep this nation under your care.
And guide us in the way of justice and truth.
Let your way be known upon earth.
saving health among all nations.
Let not the needy, O Lord, be forgotten,
nor the hope of the poor be taken away.
Create in us clean hearts, O God,
and sustain us with your Holy Spirit.
Almighty God, you alone can bring into order the unruly wills and affections of sinners. Grant your people grace to love what you command and desire what you promise, that among the swift and varied changes of the world, our hearts may surely there be fixed where true joys are to be found. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Amen.
Prayers of the
people. Oh God, you make us glad with the weekly remembrance of the glorious resurrection of your Son, our Lord. Give us this day such blessing through our worship of you, that the week to come may be spent in your favor, through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Oh God, you have made of one blood all the peoples of the earth, and sent your blessed Son to preach peace to those who are far off and to those who are near. Grant that people everywhere may seek after you and find you. Bring the nations into your fold. Pour out your Spirit upon all flesh and hasten the coming of your kingdom through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
I invite you to mute as we sing the anthem, Jesus, Name Above All Names.
Jesus, Name of all beautiful Savior, Emmanuel, God is with us, blessed be the living. Jesus, name above all names, beautiful Savior, glorious Lord, Emmanuel, God is with us, blessed be the Blessed Redeemer, living.
Please unmute for the prayers of the people.
Prayers of the people is form three, found on page 387 of the Bread Prayer Book. Father, we pray for your holy Catholic Church.
That we all may be one.
Grant that every member of the church may truly and humbly serve you.
That your name may be glorified by all people.
Grant that every member of the church may truly and humbly serve you.
That your name may be glorified by all people.
We pray for all bishops, priests, and deacons, especially Reverend Lynn and Father Gary.
they may be faithful ministers of your word and sacrament.
We pray for all who govern and hold authority in the nations of the world,
that there may be justice and peace on the earth.
Give us grace to do your will in all that we undertake,
that our works may find
favor in your sight.
Have compassion on those who suffer from any grief or trouble,
that they may be delivered from their distress.
The departed eternal rest.
Let light
perpetually shine upon them.
We praise you for your saints who have entered into joy.
May we also come to share
in your heavenly kingdom.
Let us pray for our needs and those of others.
The people.
For Penelope and David, whose birthdays are today.
For Reverend Tracy.
For Beverly, for Carl, for Jerry.
For Ellen, Marietta and Jim, baby Eliza and family, Paige and Michael, Michael S., Tony, Stephen, Alicia, Jennifer and family, Doug, Tammy S., Jerry, Phil, Wendell, James, Mike S., John, Amy, Lindsay, Holly, Sean, Kurt, Jean F., Muriel, Charlie, Raymond, Janie, Renee, Heather, Eva, the food pantry, those suffering from addiction, those in the military, and first responders.
Our community, our school district, especially all that our healthcare workers.
Kathy, Bill.
Officials are making the decisions for this country.
For Stacia, June, Lisa, and Katie.
O Lord our God, accept the fervent prayers of your people. In the multitude of your mercies, look with compassion upon us and all who turn to you for help. For you are gracious, O lover of souls, and to you we give glory, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, now and forever.
Amen.
Amen. I invite you to join me in saying together the general thanksgiving. Almighty God, Father of all mercies, we, your unworthy servants, give you humble thanks for all your kindness and to all whom you have made. We bless you for our creation, preservation, and all the blessings of this life, but above all for your immeasurable love and the redemption of the world by our Lord Jesus Christ. For the means of grace and the hope of glory. And we pray, give us such an awareness of your mercies that with truly thankful hearts, we show forth your praise, not only with our lips and our lives, by giving up ourselves to your service, by walking before you for your holiness and righteousness all our days.
Through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen. I invite us to mute as we sing together hymn 193, That Easter Day.
Yesterday with joy was bright, the sun shone out.
May Almighty God, who has redeemed us and made us his children through the resurrection of his Son, our Lord, bestow upon you the riches of his blessing. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you forever. Amen.
Amen.